From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Immigrants detained in a Louisiana ICE detention center attempted to stage a hunger strike recently. It ended after just 2 days, but they say they want their grievances to be heard. The Gulf States Newsroom's Bobby Jean Misick spoke with one of the men detained at the facility.
The hunger strike attempt at the Central Louisiana ICE Processing Center in Gina involved roughly 300 detainees, according to a press release from Detention Watch Network.
Okay, are you there?
Okay.
Yeah.
I spoke through a volunteer attorney to a man we're calling Julio. We've changed his voice and we'll hear from her primarily. Julio wants to remain anonymous for fear of retaliation for speaking out. He says the hunger strike started when they refused breakfast on Monday, February 27. But they started eating meals again by Wednesday. Julio says one of the main grievances is that immigrants are waiting too long to be deported.
He says a month and a half, 2 months. We don't want people to stay that amount of time. That's why we're doing the hunger strike.
Spokespeople from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and from Geo Group, the private company that operates the facility, would not speak for this story, but they sent written statements. ICE did not directly address the questions of long waits and deportations, but sent information about how complex the process can be. And both ICE and Geo Group pushed back against this idea that there even was a hunger strike. That's because ICE has a specific definition, which says detainees must refuse meals for 72 hours. Julio also says that they organized the hunger strike attempt because they feel detention staff are not prioritizing getting detainees the hygiene items that they need to stay clean. He says sometimes detainees wait for hours for toiletries that they need to get clean for the day, and then they don't even have bags for trash on the weekends.
We have to push them so they bring us what we need. So shampoo, toilet paper, toothbrush, and toothpaste.
He also says there are leaks in the building structure that let rainwater drip on detainees' beds. In an email, a representative from Geo Group says they regularly hand out hygiene products and refill them on an as-needed basis. The spokesperson also says once the facility learned of the leaky roof, they took steps to fix it. Julio says facility staff have committed to providing hygiene products more frequently. He and other detainees are waiting to see if that happens before organizing a future strike attempt. There have been several protests and hunger strikes inside Louisiana ICE detention centers in recent years. In 2020, a group of more than 40 African men detained at Pine Prairie ICE Processing Center, also a Geo Group facility, staged 2 hunger strikes, protesting alleged racist treatment, prolonged detention, and poor hygiene practices to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Bobby Jean Misick.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.